Hello, everyone, and welcome to this AIM Leadership interview. Today, I am here with CISC's CTO, Joe Preishuber. Welcome to the podcast, Joe.
Yeah, hello. Nice to meet you.
So first and foremost, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what your organization does?
Yes, I'm Joe Preishuber, and I'm in the RFID business now for more than 25 years, so quite a long while. For 18 years now, I'm with CISC Semiconductor here in Austria. And in my RFID life or career, I worked a lot on different areas of RFID. So I started with LF reader chips in the 90s and then was involved in the first HF reader chips based readers. Then later on, HF tags, UHF tags, and already in the late 90s, I got into the standardization activities. So since then, I'm active in ISO. I'm also active in ETSI, GS1, RAIN RFID, and certainly also AIM. And as a company, we are in a long while in the area of the NFC and RAIN RFID industry. And here we have a long-term commitment already. So basically, CISC started to work in this area when I joined the company and doing test and measurement products for a long while and have a very strong commitment to our customers. So we have customers that work for us already for more than 15 years, continuously extending maintenance and support contracts, buying new products over time. But this is really a long, strong relationship. So as a company here, and particularly in my business area, it is all about NFC and RAIN RFID in general, and definitely a strong focus on measurement and testing equipment. And we also provide tooling and products and services in the area of supporting evaluation and product design, in particular to move product design forward, but also application design in this environment.
Great, thank you. And what do you think will be your organization's strongest area in the coming years?
It's in the coming years. We also look back to a certain things and move this thing forward. As a company, we have several USPs, in particular in RAIN RFID. So we are the only provider of conformance test tools, which are used by all the test houses that are offering RAIN RFID interface conformance certification testing, which certainly includes the GS1 UHF Gen 2, the ISO 8063 compliance test, which is done by GS1, which is utilized by Omnia. And this is definitely a strong commitment that will be used to drive this further in all the future developments of the interface standards. I mean, RAIN RFID interface is already a very stable, mature technology, but when we look back, we had crypto, we had sensors, and definitely there will be a few new tweaks coming up, and we are prepared and driving this in support with our conformance test tools. We are also doing a lot in the area of reader performance testing, and this topic was important in the last years, but I would say roughly 5 years ago when there was a major step forward in the tag side. So the tags are really got really long range. The reader performance testing was getting more and more important because we achieved a point where the reader could easily power the tag, but the tag signal coming back was too weak that it could be received by the reader. So there was lots of improvement on the reader sensitivity, reader performance. And this is something we have been supporting already with latest test technologies. And this is something that is now moving forward. There is more demand. There are more and more steps necessary. The tags get better and better, and the reader need to get better and better. And this is where we put lots of effort into this to develop more and more advanced measurement technology in order to be able to test this very, very low power sensitivity requirement, because this is all very important for the reliability of applications. And it's not that applications would like to get 20, 30 meters of range, but it's also that RAIN RFID could be used in not so RF friendly environments. And this is certainly a topic with sensitivity here. On the other hand, a complete new area that we are developing now is that we worked in NFC forum on NFC based wireless charging. So we led lots of activities here as technical editor and also as chairman. And the end of last year, the NFC forum then published the wireless charging specification, an updated wireless charging specification, and the current corresponding test specification. And as CISC, we worked on this for a long while and utilized this in specific product developments, driving the standardization process. And now we have just before Christmas released a wireless development kit to support the industry to drive this success forward, that NFC-based wireless charging could be used. And it is really something very cool, in particular for IoT devices, because it enables a complete new area of energy supply for such small IoT devices.
And can you tell me a little more about NFC-based wireless charging? What exactly is it and how does it work?
So for NFC-based wireless charging, the core technology is NFC, but this was moved forward to a next level to allow charging. This means that the same circuitry, the same antenna, the same coil that is used for NFC communication is switched to a different operating mode in order to optimize it for operation of high power transfer. And this allows then charging of devices for up to 1 watt. This also means that the device is using higher power than it is used in the regular communication mode. So it's a fancy specification that detects, for instance, whether there's a smart card, a credit card on the charger. If the credit card is detected, if some other objects are detected, also metal object, and says, okay, it's not ready for charging. But if a device is available that can be charged, then it's really putting significant power onto the coil in order to really ensure quick charging of these devices.
And what is new with WLC 2.0?
Yes, the wireless charging specification 2.0, this was released at the end of last year. And the essential difference to the previous version is that it makes it easier and more convenient to charge low power devices for such as wireless earbuds, digital stylus, pens, headset, or other consumer products. And this is basically done by NFC-enabled charging devices, and also to a certain extent, smartphones could be utilized. And this is all for the power transfer of up to 1 watt. And the key topic is here, and especially for the small devices, because there's only one coil. In this one coil, you combine both charging and power transfer. So this makes it possible to have really very small units to do this. And this makes integration very interesting, very easy, because it's really getting into very small devices.
And why is this technology so cutting edge and important?
Yeah, as I already mentioned, it's really a completely new form factor for wireless charging. The previous specification started with antenna size of grid card size and down to smaller sizes. With the specification 2.0, there's a really small size, and compared to other charging technologies like Qi or others, they have significant larger antennas and they need significant more space for the wireless power transfer. And with NFC-based wireless charging, this brings us to an area where you get really small antennas. So earbuds is really something where this technology can be easily fitted in. And the strong benefit compared to other charging technologies is that it's combining charging and communication into one antenna or coil, and this makes it very small. And on top, it delivers a very attractive bill of material. So the cost of such a solution are really small, and you benefit that you can combine both communication and charging.
And what is the global impact of this all?
The possibilities of this NFC-based wireless charges have been recognized already a couple of years ago. It was basically for proprietary solutions used, and now with the standard, it's going global. We have multiple companies, organizations supporting this from the technology side. And now there's also one very popular user side, and it's the USI, Universal Stylus Initiative, which has leading members like Google, Intel, Lenovo, and Samsung. And the cool thing is with this initiative, there is an application standard available that refers back to the NFC Forum technology standard. And this allows us now and even more in future to have those devices available, to utilize them based on a common standard, and get, it's interoperable, and you can utilize this developing on stylus or other gadgets that are linked to the smartphone, tablets, laptops, and so on. And today, there are already products on the market that does support NFC-based wireless charging. These are, for instance, HP notebooks, Microsoft soft devices, and a couple of others that are using this already. And having this in these devices, this certainly enables from the complete ecosystem, on the one hand side, the main devices, but also the devices that are charged, because they know charging is available, so new devices, new tools could be developed and easily utilize then the available products.
And from your perspective, what is the business aspects of NFC-based wireless charging?
In general, it's when we talk about small devices. On the other hand, NFC-based wireless charging is very interesting, very important. Everywhere where a cable or a connector is not pleasant. So charging your stylus pen without cable is much more convenient. There's also the topic that there are surfaces where a cable or connector does not nicely fit. So sealed surfaces where you can't go through. Very interesting, what we have seen is to power transfer through skin, so that you have for temporary, during a special treatment, a sensor in your body, and it is wireless powered, that you don't need to basically open the skin on a regular basis, but you can continuously have this device inside, and then if you power it from outside and you do the communication, then it is utilized and it can be then removed after a month, 2 months, whatever. Then there are lots of particular small things where battery placement is always on topic. And here with this NFC-based wireless charging, you can really replace the smallest batteries. And basically, if a very small cell battery, a non-rechargeable battery, you can replace it with an antenna of the same size and a small rechargeable battery. And this basically brings you in complete new areas of utilizing wireless power transfer compared to cable connectors or batteries that need to be replaced later on.
Great. Well, thank you for your times and insights today, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. It was a pleasure for me. Thank you.